Okay, so I'm here at the ProTrack meeting on Saturday the 17th of March, St. Patrick's Day, Bigara. And Nanette Carroll is here with me. She's a member of the ProTrack 2007 program. Hi, Nanette. How are you doing?
Hi. Top of the morning to you, Ian.
Top of the morning to you. So I understand you've been in ProTrack for 3 months, but you are actually a National Speakers Association paid-up member. And how long have you been involved in the speaking business?
For over 20 years.
And what have you been doing, and where are you going now?
I deliver management training programs, leadership programs, and also executive presentation skills. I work for my own business as well as AMA, American Management Association.
What about the new direction you're trying to take your career, and what do you hope to get out of ProTrack that'll help you do that?
What I have noticed in all of my management training, whether you're teaching motivation, hiring, performance evaluation, performance management, delegation, you name it, makes no difference. I've noticed the foundation is communication. That's what makes people want to get up and go to work in the morning or not.
Just so I understand more clearly, so you obviously have a lot of experience with the corporate world. You've been training people in these communication skills for a number of years. But in terms of your own company or your own organization, your own entity, are you going in a new direction now? And if so, how's ProTrack fit into that?
Yes, I'm going in a new direction. My company is called Corporate Education, and I have created business writing, selection interviewing, change management, team management, all kinds of programs over the years. And because I've noticed this communication thread, that is the new direction I'm going in, to focus primarily on how do people get along and how does this affect retention. 1 in 3 people are about to retire, and the workforce, all 4 generations, must be retained. Mm-hmm. Companies are scrambling to find ways to retain all 4 generations. Mm-hmm. So bridging with your communications can be, if you have good communication, want people to stay and work with you, can be a very important part of your retention plan. Mm-hmm. How is ProTrack helping me? Specifically, it's helping me to build the business end of things in terms of how do you focus on a niche and really boil down your market, your topic.
Have you made any changes, implemented anything today, or are you kind of planning to do this later this year?
No, right now I've already got some answers to RFPs out to do some work at conferences that I've spoken at before. I've spoken at a number of conferences. My last corporate job was Director of Management Development and Training for a Fortune 100. I was head of the international, the global, the world mm-hmm. division for mm-hmm. senior executives and high potential middle managers. Mm-hmm. And so I have that whole background. Is how I got into this consulting mm-hmm. more than 20 years ago. This is a new direction for me. Instead of kind of seeing what the client wants, I'm more taking the position of, hey, this is really where my expertise is. I am a communications yeah. expert.
Right.
And it's applied to all the courses I've been doing over the years. And particularly, I've been focusing in on bringing this extra expertise to every class I do in the last 5 years.
So clients who hire you today get the benefit, if you're on site with them for a day or a week, they get the benefit of 20 years experience, as well as having the benefit of somebody who's independent, not just another corporate employee or another representative of a national organization like Communispond.
Exactly.
Okay, so as well as having a background and skills as a speaker, I understand you also quite involved in the world of writing.
Well, that's right, Ian. I manage several corporate publications department, and right now I'm a member of California Writers Club. I'm going to be president in July.
Oh, congratulations. Where is that? Where do they meet?
Well, we're in the Mount Diablo branch. California Writers Club was founded by Jack London in 1909, and there's several branches throughout the state. And ours is, we meet in Lafayette, California.
How many people come to the meetings?
We have to close the doors at 75 because the restaurant will not hold anymore.
Oh, wow. A lot of writers out there.
Full.
As a writer, what have you done in the past, and what are you working on right now?
In the past, I've published a number of different articles on management and leadership. And what I'm working on right now is a communications book, which is to help people really want to go to work. I want them to thrive. I don't want them to avoid the workplace because of so-so communications.
Oh.
I want them to be able to create a balance in their life so that they can work those crazy hours, but they still can create a life. And I have found a way that worked for me last year in terms of how to have a life and still travel on business and still work your tail off all week long.
Oh, sounds great. Sounds like a lot of us can use that book. Will we see that coming out then this year? Have you got a deadline?
Towards the end of the year.
Towards the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, it was great to talk to you today, and wish you every luck with the remainder of the year with ProTrack. I know there's a lot more details you'll be picking up, probably a lot more things you can implement between now and November of this year.
Right, absolutely. It was great talking to you too, Ian, okay. And happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you. So this is Ian Griffin with a ProTrack profile. We'll be back next month with another one. Thank you.